Before we start, we must remember that to learn one verse of the Quran Sharif is better than 100 rakats of Nafil Namaz. And to learn one chapter of Deen, anything that will improve on the person's Deen, some Hadith Sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, some Islahi talk, to listen to that, is better than 1,000 rakats of Nafil Namaz. So especially when there are programs of this nature, then at that time, the 2 rakat Nafil Namaz that we make after the Witr, make it later at home or make it after the program, or even if the person does not make it, inshallah I'll get more sawab than 1,000 rakats of Nafil Namaz. Because sometimes waiting for the person to complete the Nafil Namaz, many of those who could have said and made the Islah, they go away. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidinil Mustafa. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama taslima kathira. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers, also our sisters listening in at the madrasa, and those listening over the receivers. Once again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazal ihsan. It is only He who gave us that tawfiq to come and participate once again in a majlis of tawbah, as I call it. It is no doubt a majlis of tawbah, because from the feedback, as we call, lots of people, alhamdulillah, are making tawbah from their sins. And that is what is required. The halat and the conditions of the ummah will change when we give up sins. At present, there is a little bit of increase in some zikr, some tilawat, some ibadat. But what is really required is to make ruju' ila Allah and give up sins. The right of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat is ibadat. That we make extra ibadat, that is the right, Allah Ta'ala's right over us, of His muhabbat, and the right of His azmat, His grandeur, His greatness, is that we stay away from sins, from haram. So both things have to go hand in hand, the doing of good deeds and the giving up of bad deeds and actions. So I call this a majlis of tawbah, and therefore the theme is always tawbah. Other majlises are for other subjects, but this is for tawbah. Tawbah, according to Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh, is a transport for the believers. Tawbah is a transport. Like how we have modes of transport, we go to travel from place to place, like that he says that tawbah is a means of transport for the believer. From the ground, from the earth, it takes him to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One very true incident of a person just comes to mind, and anything that just comes to mind, suddenly I believe that it is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's side for the benefit of somebody that's in the audience. There are 2 friends in Karachi, in Pakistan. One person's name was Ayman, and the other was Tayyab. So Tayyab made tawbah from sins, he gave up his bad life. They were very good friends. At one time they used to indulge in the same kind of sins and everything, but he gave up everything. But this person was a good friend of his. But he was not giving up his sins. Now when the friend made sincere tawbah from all sins, it was his desire to get his friend also out from the evils. So he went up to him, as he used to always go and talk to him. But no change used to come in him. But he never gave up. And that is the important thing, that the person does not give up. He goes on making the effort. Hidayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give that person when he is in search of it, or he is seeking it. But this person will get the sawab of his continuous effort. So again he went to him one evening and he said, "Dear friend, I want to say something to you." He said, "Yes, I know what you're going to talk about. Say namaz, roza, make some zikr, make tawbah, give up this, give up that." He said, "That's what you're going to talk about." So he said, no, I'm not going to only talk about that. Today I want to talk to you about something else." So he said, "What?" So he took out a calculator from his pocket. He said, beforehand he brought one calculator, he put it in his pocket and went. He took it out and he said, "Right, what's your age?" He said, 25 years. He said, 25 years of age, if we have to take 300 days on an average, or 360 days in the year, then for 25 years it adds up to 9,000. 25 times 360 will give you 9,000. So he says, in a day, 9,000 times 10. He says, if you only commit 10 sins a day, so 9,000 times 10 will be 90,000. How will you face Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah with 90,000 sins? That is if you die at the age of 25 now. If you're going to live for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, then you keep on multiplying. And then he says, this I am telling you as a very, very conservative figure, 10. But you don't make one namaz. You watch the TV, all the filth that comes on there. Cinemas you go, because we went together, so we know everything. You do this, you commit zina. Now imagine, you multiply all those sins, it will run into millions. So he kept on adding on the calculator, and when he saw the hisab on the calculator, tears began to roll from the eyes of this friend of his. That how am I going to face my Allah on the day of Qiyamah with so much of sins which I never realized? Because if the person is missing one namaz deliberately, it is as if he has committed kufr. Now imagine what kind of sin that must be. Add it on the calculator. And then add on all the other sins of the day. So his time had come for tawbah. He said, "What do I do now? Will Allah Ta'ala forgive these sins?" Now shaitan will whisper that now what is the sense of tawbah, because you have committed so much of sins. Look on the calculator, your sins are running into millions. So at that time, the consolation is given to him that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ghafoorur rahim. Make sincere tawbah from those sins and Allah ta'ala is prepared to forgive. As long as it is sincere tawbah, that those sins that you have committed, you don't want to return to them. Accidental sins, again, you'll make plenty of tawbah and istighfar. And those sins which involve the rights of people, then you are going to fulfill those rights. So he made that kind of sincere tawbah, and alhamdulillah, he also came on track. So the lesson for us in that incident is this, that we don't give up. Many of my young friends, they say, "I have a friend, he too was with me in this type of evil habits. And he is still in those same habits. What do I do?" What do? You continue making the effort. You tell him what is the difference that you are now finding. But then sometimes shaitan is such a shrewd person. And he whispers in different ways. One person wrote to me the other day. He says that when I came out of the rave club and from all the drugs and zina and all kinds of haram, so I tried to tell my friend very politely that you too should give up these sins. See how I have found peace in my life. There is no real enjoyment in those sins. It is just shaitan makes you feel that you are enjoying, but we know what restlessness we used to get. Because he went through it, so he says, "I know what we used to go through After we used to come out from those rave clubs and return home early part of the morning, and the next day we are dazed and all the rest of it. So he says, you know what my friend said, Maulana? He said, Maulana, my friend said, I'll tell your father, mother, everything about you. I know exactly what you did. So you don't come and make nasihat to me. You carry on doing what you want. But you better join us again. He says, you better join us again, otherwise I'm going to inform everybody about you. That what you used to do. Now look at Shaitan now. Now what a kind of threat now. He says, I know exactly, and I've even got your photographs. So what do I do? I said, this is the test for you, my young friend. I said, this is the test. You tell that person very loudly, boldly and clearly that you do what you wish to do. But I can tell the public myself that I was one that used to go to the rave clubs. I used to commit zina. I used to engage in this kind of sin and that kind of vice. With Allah Ta'ala's fazal, with His blessings, with His mercy, He made these programs a means of my hidayat, and I have now found inner peace, something that I did not find in those rave clubs, in those discos, in drugs, and in that adultery or fornication. I didn't find it, and now I found it when I found my Allah. So what is there to hide? Then I will say it myself, that if you have also gone off beat, then return. If you really want inner peace, then return. Because there is no other way to find that except in Ruju ila Allah. ND 414-955. Remove your car. So this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants. Sincere tawbah. So don't be afraid, I say. This is a test. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will save you, inshallah. And keep making dua of hidayat for those people, and Allah Ta'ala will bring them out too. So there is nothing to fear. But what is required, as I say, is that true, sincere tawbah. Don't let it be just lip service all the time. And you'll be surprised at what that sincere tawbah does. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was going, as he used to always go around making gush to see what's happening around in the neighborhood and in the city. So one person, he had a bottle of wine covered up, wrapped up in a sheet. So when he saw Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he tried to hide it. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him that what is in there. So at that same moment he says that he made sincere tawbah. He said, oh Allah, don't let me become embarrassed front of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Don't cause embarrassment, shame and humiliation to come upon me in front of Amirul Mu'mineen. So he just took a chance and he said, he first made sincere tawbah within himself. Within a second or minute you can do that. And he said, Amirul Mu'mineen, that is vinegar. It's a bottle of vinegar. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, let me have a look at it. So when he took that bottle, it had actually turned to vinegar. It is in the books of Hadith, read it. It had actually turned to vinegar. That's a kind of sincere tawbah he made inside, that wine or brandy or alcohol turned to vinegar. And we know that when it is wine or brandy, it is haram. And when that same wine and brandy turns to vinegar, it becomes 100% halal. And the greatest mufti and the greatest shaykh of the time also can use that vinegar. Allah Ta'ala converts it from haram to halal. That it was haram when it was wine, but it becomes halal when it is vinegar. So now here, just with that sincere, deep-hearted tawbah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala turned that wine to vinegar. My dear brothers, if that wine can turn to vinegar with that sincere tawbah of this young person, that I will never ever take alcohol or wine or brandy again, then if only we make sincere tawbah from our sins, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will convert those sins to nekis and blessings. يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. That wine will turn to vinegar. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the realization that life is very, very fast and speedily, and it is going. So therefore these majlises of tawbah are for sincere repentance and making rujoo towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So just as that young person in the calculator, when he saw that if he had to commit just 10 sins a day, then in his 25 years it will be 90,000. And if he commits hundreds of sins, and as we commit thousands of sins, just check in that calculator every day that how much of sins we are committing, how will we face Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Muh khuda ko hai dikhana ek din. We have to show Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of tawbah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So there's two things. One is that don't purposely commit sins, and accidentally sins are committed, then don't fall for the trap of shaitan that now your sins are so much that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cannot forgive you. Neither become one who despairs of the mercy of Allah ta'ala, nor become one who brags about his sin and is proud and he says Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. And the person who thinks that his sins are too much now, Allah ta'ala can't forgive, then he's like that mosquito that sat on the back of an ox. And after some time when this mosquito was taking off, then he tells the ox, that, oh dear ox, I'm so sorry, so sorry. What a burden and weight I was on your back. Please forgive me, make me maaf. How much of taklif I caused you when I was sitting on your back. The ox says, I don't even know when you sat and when you left. So the person has got, so he should not be afraid to turn towards Allah Ta'ala, whatever condition he may be.
Yaar rahe ya Rab, tu mera aur main tera yaar rahun. Yaar rahe ya Rab, tu mera aur main tera yaar rahun. Mujhko faqat tujh se ho muhabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahun. Har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahun sarshar rahun. Har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahun sarshar rahun. Hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka tera magar hoshyar rahun. Ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir virde zuba ae mere ila. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Tere siwa ma'abude haqiqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maqsude haqiqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa masjude haqiqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa mashhude haqiqi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir virde zuba ae mere ila. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگیں جنوں انسوں حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کون و مکان میں لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں 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 اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نہ مسیح. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نہ مسیح. تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ.
نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. نفس اینڈ شیطان ہیو گینگڈ اپ ٹوگیدر ٹو ڈسٹروئے می. دے ہیو ڈسٹروئڈ می اسپرچولی. بٹ او اللہ آئی سیک یور اسسٹنس یور ہیلپ. ان یور کریشن دیر از نو ون ورس دین مائی سیلف. آئی ایم ویری ویری سنفل ایکسٹریملی سنفل. بٹ او اللہ جسٹ ایز آئی ایم ایکسٹریملی سنفل you are also extremely forgiving. Forgive my sins, forgive my sins.
نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نہ مسیح. تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. اب تو رہے بستاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں. بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں. مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ، اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر. اے میرے پیارے اللہ، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی کریم اللہ، او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، او مائی کائنڈ لونگ کمپیشنیٹ کیئرنگ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ، forgive each and every one of us. Oh my Allah, how tolerant you are, that in spite of all the sins that we commit day and night, you give us so much to eat, so much to drink, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads. You pour your bounties upon us 24 hours of the day. You bless us with sight, with hearing, with speech. And yet we use every bounty of yours for your disobedience. Ey mere pyare Khuda, oh my beloved Allah, our sins are so much that if you order the earth to split open and swallow us up, then we know we are deserving of that. If you send the fire down from above and it destroys all of us, we are deserving of that. If you send the gale force winds against us, we are deserving of that. But oh Allah, we know that you don't like punishment. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. What you want is repentance, sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, tonight we are raising our hands before you in this Mubarak month of Muharram. Ey mere pyare Allah, we are raising our hands before you. We are not raising them before some idol that does not see us, does not hear us, that cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, we are raising them before you. You are most forgiving, you are most compassionate. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins. Oh my Allah, you can see the shame that is in our hearts. You can see the tears in our eyes. You can see, oh my beloved Allah, that we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. We are not justifying any of our sins. We are not bragging about our sins. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Such a great ni'mat, oh my beloved Allah, which you gave us of sight. We use day and night to watch filth and haram. Ey mere pyare Khuda, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members. Oh Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, hum gunahgar hain, hum siyakar hain, hum badkar hain, hum khatakar hain, hum mujrim hain, ہم ناپاک اور گندے ہیں، لیکن میرے اللہ تیرے بندے ہیں، تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائیں کہا، تیرے سوا کوئی سہارا نہیں، تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں، there is no other door for us oh Allah besides your door. Which other door is there for us that we can tap? Which other home is there for us that we can beg? If a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can still go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But oh my Allah, if you have to reject us, where do we go? There is no other door for us besides your door. There is no other home for us besides your home. Allah, Your forgiveness is unlimited. Ya Allah, even if our sins are like the waves of the oceans, is more than the grains of sand on the earth. If our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than the entire creation put together, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Ya Allah, remove these mountains of sins from our shoulders. Ya Allah, purify and clean our hearts. O Allah, we have filled our hearts with malice, with greed, with envy, with pride, with jealousy, with arrogance, with evil passions and desires. O my beloved Allah, what have we made of our hearts? Our hearts which were for your love and for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have given our hearts to film actors and actresses. We have given our hearts to porn films. We have given our hearts to videos and movies, to cinemas and discos and rave clubs and theatres, to adultery and fornication. Oh my beloved Allah, our heart now enjoys sins. Your awliya, they make ibadat, they make zikr, they make tilawat, and yet they tear that we have not been able to do justice. And ya Allah, we commit sins upon sins, and we enjoy those sins, we laugh, we brag. We don't commit them alone, singly. We take our friends along. Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, we advertise our sins in the newspapers, on television. We are unashamed, oh, my beloved Allah. Ha! When my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom so much of your blood oozed in Taif, in Uhud, in so many places, that ummat for whom you did not sleep whole night on so many occasions, that ummat for whom you stood whole night in prayers on so many occasions until your feet swelled, that ummat for whom you were ostracized and boycotted 3 solid years. Oh my beloved Allah, when he is informed that that ummat is today in discos, rave clubs, cinemas, theatres. They have made their homes into cinemas and theatres. Few meters away from your Rosa Mubarak, those hotels which were at one time the homes of the Sahaba Ikiram, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, the filthiest of films are seen on the television screen and the filthiest of music is heard. Ya Allah, how much of injury and pain we are causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, ab toh maaf kar de. Ya Allah, ab toh maaf kar de. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ay mere Allah, meri madad kar. Ay mere Allah, meri madad kar. Chahta hu main teri pana. We seek refuge in you, O my Allah, from the mischief of nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, bless us with prosperity, bless us with happiness, bless us with contentment, bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth. O Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives, of parents and children, of brothers and sisters, of relatives, of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, bless us with your marifat, bless us with yaqeen in you, bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. O Allah, bless us with your closeness, bless us with the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah bless us with the ishq and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the azmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah bless us with your marifat and yaqeen. Allah bless us with such a bond with you, such a bond with you. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Bless us with such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ay Allah,
Let us be the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Allah bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of the hereafter. Allah protect us from the azab of qabr. Allah protect us from the azab of hashar. Ya Allah protect us from the azab of jahannam. Ya Allah enter us into jannat without any reckoning. Ya Allah, don't take our hisab. And especially in front of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't take our hisab, Ya Allah. What kind of embarrassment it will cause to him in front of all the other ummatis if you have to question us about our actions and deeds. Ya Allah, you are forgiving, you are merciful, you dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, enters into Jannat without any reckoning in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Allah remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems and the trials of the ummah. Ya Allah bless the enemies of Islam with hidayat, with guidance. Open their sights and their hearts to the beautiful teachings of Islam. But if they have made up their minds that they will remain obstinate and they are never going to accept Islam and they will continue causing destruction to Muslim life and properties, whether it is in Chechnya, Palestine, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Kashmir, India, Pakistan, wherever it may be, O my beloved Allah, then destroy them like you destroyed the Ad and Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause the planes to crash. Cause their ships to sink. Create disunity amongst their ranks. O my beloved Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Ey mere pyare khuda, ek din marna hai aakhir maut. We have to cross the bridge of death. We have to leave this world whether we like it or not. Ya Allah, and we don't know when our time is going to come. We don't know when our death bell is going to ring. We don't know when the angel of death is going to squeeze our soul out from every limb and every part of our bodies. Oh my beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death visit us in a rave club, in a cinema, in a theater or a disco, or popping drugs in our mouth. Oh my beloved Allah, with bottles of wine in our hand, or committing adultery or fornication, or watching some filth on the television screen. Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Ay Allah, oh my beloved Allah, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips. Let our soul come dancing towards you. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if our death is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, O Allah, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Hey Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida. Rasool e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam with 124,000 companions, mere pyare nabi alaihi salatu wasalam ne hajr aswad ko choom karke jo manga tha, rukne yabani choo karke jo manga tha, mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha, visa mein rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha, oh my Allah, how much he cried at the multazam. His ihram became wet with his mubarak tears. For whom was he praying, O my Allah? Ya Allah, all the duas that he made for us at the multazam, the duas that he made behind Muqam Ibrahim, the duas that he made after drinking Zamzam, the duas that he made on Safa and Marwa, the duas that he made at Mina, the duas that he made at Arafat, O my Allah, O my beloved Allah, how much? From Zohar till Maghrib, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cried, and he cried, and he cried. Ya Allah, the duas that he made at Muzdalifah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness.
our family members with that goodness,
Ameen.
The entire ummah with that goodness,
Ameen.
And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas, especially the fitnas of the Dajjal that he asked for protection from, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all the good desires that are in the hearts of those who have raised their hands before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, whatever we have asked and begged of you, bless us with all that. And also, Allah, fulfill all those good desires which are in the hearts of everyone who has raised their hands before you this part of the time. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good desires, whatever they may be. Ya Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. Jitne bhi deeni kaam ho rahe hai, jis shobay mein bhi ho raha hai, sab ko qubool farma. Ey Allah, sab ko ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala mal farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.